Welcome to Financial Snickens, your bite-sized information for entrepreneurs.
Today, we're talking about a new term called quiet hiring. And I want to talk about this because they're saying that this is going to be dominant in the U.S. this year. So first of all, what the heck is it and what do I do about it? So people who are using this phrase are describing it as they acquire new skills without actually hiring a new full-time employee. So it could be bringing someone in from outside the company as a contractor for a short period to like fill a spot, or it can mean moving people around to different roles in the companies. And I got to tell you, most companies are hesitant to hire a new employee because we're uncertain of the economy. We don't know what's going to happen this year, and we have concerns about a recession. Prices are through the roof for a lot of things. So this, I think, is why they're saying this is going to dominate in the U.S. So hiring an outside contractor might fill an acute need just for the company. So actually, one of our peer companies has been asked to do just the onboarding for another company in the same industry. So they had so many sales that they couldn't keep up with them. So they asked someone else in their industry to onboard their clients for their company. So that's quiet hiring. That's going outside, grabbing somebody to put a Band-Aid on the situation for the moment until they can allow themselves the time to hire properly for that situation. They're still able to take advantage of the opportunity for these new sales, which is totally cool. It's such a great thing to be able to collaborate with others in your industry to be able to do this too. So you can also move an employee to another role, and that can help a company to see where there can be improvements. So you might move somebody from one department to another department, and they work in that department, and then they can see where the improvements can be or where there's breaks in the processes, because it is the greatest thing to put fresh eyes on something. I do it all the time in our company because it allows someone who's been doing the work all the time feedback on what they're doing. So it can also help you find new ways to do revenue streams. So in our company, we realized the need for business owners to have better financials. And sometimes when they're starting out, they do the bookkeeping themselves. And we can only help so many people. We work with clients that are have sales between 1 million and 10 million. And that's really our sweet spot. And we're helping those companies. There's lots of other business owners out there. And we have so much knowledge and we really want to help people. So we've come up with another idea. A long-term employee and myself are creating courses online for business owners to help do simple bookkeeping in QuickBooks Online. And we're providing support in the background for it in a reduced way so that it allows the business owner to do their own bookkeeping. And we're able to move into this new area and without even hiring a new person, we're utilizing the expertise that we have in the company. And it's provided, and we're doing a project that's fun and worthwhile. So are you going to quiet hire? Can you move an employee around, employees around to different positions to achieve better results? Do you need to hire a contractor for the short term to take advantage of an opportunity? Things you need to start thinking about in your company, given the current economic state that we're in. It also has advantages for employees too. So you're going to add a new skill set for them. If they move to another part of the company, they're learning something new. They're going to learn a whole new skill set and their value to the company increases. And when times are good, those are the employees who will reap the benefits both financially and with positions of recognition. Let me know if you want to talk more about this idea about quiet hiring or any new business ideas. We can continue the conversation over at firststepsfinancial.com and click on the Let's Talk button, or shoot me an email at Alisa@firststepsfinancial.com and put in the subject line quiet hiring. And let's talk some more about it.